Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I go in the basement by the bar and I'm sitting down there doing it. And I'm shaking. My teeth are chattering and people are talking. And I'm like, I can't focus on anything other than the fact that I'm trying not to shiver and shake on a fucking, like, cause I was literally shaking so bad.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat. If you're enjoying the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, which I really hope you are, and I'm assuming that's why you're here, then please go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. That is the most helpful and supportive and loving thing you can do for the podcast. So like I said, go to Apple Podcasts, rate it 5 stars, write a little titty bitty, and let me know that you did, and I will give you a big virtual hug.
Luke Galbronson from Summer House is in the house, but not in my house. He's actually in Minnesota. Does it annoy you when people say Minnesota with the like fake accent?
I mean, listen, if it's fun for people to say it, they can, but it does get kind of annoying because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't notice my accent. I do sometimes, but not
all
the
time. Can you say Minnesota for a second?
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's not as funny when you do it.
Yeah, I know. People people always make the Minnesota accent stronger than it actually is.
I mean, Hannah did say it like 17,000 times at the beginning. I even said something to her about it. I was like, you won't stop. Like,
yeah.
You say Minnesota more than you talk about tennis. Enough.
I think that was her way of flirting with me.
So you were born and raised in Minnesota. I'm going to say it normally and not annoying. And what age did you move out? Was it to New York or did you try California?
No, I actually moved to Minneapolis for college and I played football and hockey when I was 19.
Did you get a scholarship?
No, I didn't. I had some academic scholarships. Mm. I kind of wish I had gone the junior route for hockey and went somewhere else for hockey. But I was going to school for biology and then I wanted to go pre-med. So I kind of just wanted to get it out of the way. So I ended up going there and I got hurt, my freshman year playing hockey. And then I ended up going to New York. Yeah. I basically got discovered for modeling and acting and, it was never something I planned on doing. It just kind of found me.
It fell on you in New York or in
Minnesota?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's usually in the smaller towns, you know, like I've walked around New York a lot. No one, you know, stopped me yet. Find me. No, but it's usually, you know, those stories. It's like Johnny Depp, like in Kentucky, like
yeah.
Found all those old time Hollywood people have those annoying lucky stories of like being just like offered Demi Moore, like so many of them. And usually they're in like small towns, so you're more noticeable. So were you doing acting, modeling stuff before moving to New York?
No. I mean, I had people tell me that I should model. I never wanted to act a day in my life. I was an athlete. So
And modeling wasn't even really something I ever really wanted to do it in, until the opportunity presented itself. And then, I don't know, I kind of just was rolling with the punches, and I'm a faithful guy. And I thought, well, shit, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do with my life, because not everybody gets that opportunity. So I ended up going to New York and fortunately signed with Ford for Models, an innovative artist for TV and film in New York and LA. And then I started studying acting and absolutely fell in love with it.
Where'd you study acting?
Oh man, I've studied, I studied with Catherine Gately and Richard Poole. They used to own the Gately Poole Studio in New York. Now they run the theatrical department at NIU, Northern Illinois University. Then I studied with Sheila Gray briefly, Terry Knickerbocker for a bit, James Villemaire for years, and most recently with Anthony Abeson in New York. So I've studied for years. But I love it. You know, it's not work, it's fun. So
I know acting is so fun. Have you had any luck in getting like good roles?
Yeah. You know, it's been quite a journey for me. It was kind of, for me, if acting, it was the same with modeling. It was a struggle for a long time. And then things kind of started to pick up. And for me, with acting, it was a bit frustrating because I would get so close to really big roles. But I was never given the role. It was like I was too green, you know, because my resume wasn't long enough. I had the chops, but it was like people wouldn't really take me serious.
What is that, like a bear? What's happening?
I don't know what the hell. It's fine. There's no bear. We do have bear here, that's for sure. But my garbage was all over my yard the other day. I was like, fuck, it was either a bear or a raccoon.
We need to give you a visual because we're doing this podcast via Zoom today. Luke is in Minnesota at his lake house, which he is remodeling, like what you're working on it. With his, like, he's Noah from The Notebook right now is what's happening. Except, like, who's Allie? We don't know. But, the lake is beautiful. Like, I need you to, like, take a canoe, like, put Hannah in it, have it rain, and be like, we're still not over. And, like, I need, like, no, you guys don't understand. This is out of a movie. What is happening? It looks so beautiful, but also creepy. And you're there alone. Like, what about murderers and bears?
I don't worry about that stuff. It's pretty safe. There's not a lot of people around here. So if there is someone, I mean, you know, usually keep to yourself. Plus, I don't know. We have, I mean, I've got a shotgun and some things in the house if I ever needed them anyway.
Wait, so how does this guy, you, you're New York, but you're also in like Minnesota, like with bears. Like, how does that, what is the balance? Like, do you miss the city? Do you like cities and cabs and trains and smoke, or do you like where you're at now?
Yeah, for me, I like a balance of both. I mean, I'm a country nature guy first and foremost. That's just the way I was raised. It's who I'm always going to be. It's what I love. But New York City is the greatest city in the world, in my opinion. And it's grown on me so much, and I've created such a great group of friends and there that it's like my family away from my family, and I miss them dearly right now.
Are we talking about summer house people or people?
Yeah, summer house people, the guys I coach hockey with, friends from acting. I've got friends from all different types of walks of life out there, you know. And I love New York. I mean, there's just, it offers so much, and I miss it when I'm not there, the convenience of it. And, you know, that's where I'm studying my acting. So, and doing the things, I coach hockey there. So I miss the kids a lot. They're really big parts of my life, them and their families. There's some really great families. And I miss a lot about New York and the people there. So
how long have you been in the cabin?
I left New York on on March 12th. I came home isolated for a couple of weeks, was sick for a couple of weeks, possibly with could be COVID.
First of all, let's talk about this for a second. Andy Cohen said on national television, but pretty much, he was like, and Luke, who, you know, had Corona. And then I'm like, wait, a what now? Yeah. Like, he just like, so what, you had coronavirus?
Yeah. So basically, well, cause you know, Andy, and I was on the show with Andy and,
on the Watch What Happens.
Yeah. And it was a few days after that, I feel like a week after he had said that he had come down with the coronavirus. Right. So, I had reached out to him.
You were there in person.
Yeah, with him on the show.
Oh, it was before it was okay.
So it was shortly after. It was just shortly after that he had come out and said that he had been confirmed with it. So I was like, okay, shit. So when I came home, I had gotten sick and I didn't have what they were calling symptoms of it at that time. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have a cough and I didn't really have trouble breathing. But I had the worst body aches. I couldn't fucking move. And I lost my taste and smell for 6 days. And I was just, yeah, it was a battle. Like the struggle was real. I had so much sinus pressure. I got a really bad earache. Like it was all through here, like in my face and my head and my body. And I went into the doctor and of course they didn't give me a test because in northern Minnesota, they were like, if you're not old, you're not getting one, period. And so I didn't get a test, but he goes, I'm pretty certain that you have it or had it and are probably on the tail end of it. Mm. So I reached out to Andy and I was like, Andy, man, these are my symptoms and I know you had it. And he's such a cool guy, you know, so we were shooting the shit about it. And he was just like, you know, take care. So that's why on the show, he was like, Luke, who had Corona.
Oh, which like he could have said, I gave it to him also. Like I infected him.
Yeah, no shit, right? Thanks for the hug, Andy. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
No, but no, he's a great guy. And I was around, I have other friends that I found out after the fact, after like a month later, that I spoke with that I was around as well that had been confirmed to have it. So
then maybe they got it from you.
No, they had been doing some traveling. I think they got it from traveling.
Wait, so you were going to go quarantine in Minnesota anyway, like when this shit started. So you were ready, but you were with family at the beginning and now you're by yourself.
No, when I came home, I didn't go around anybody. I stayed in my cabin and my cabin, I had to like, I'm sicker than a dog and I had to shovel my way in for like 4 hours to get into the door because there was so much snow here still.
So how long are you alone in this cabin?
Well, for a couple of weeks. And then, I mean, I stay here now. I'm remodeling it. But I'll go into town and spend time with my family now. I mean, I'm healthy.
I see. Okay.
My mom has cancer. I don't mean to drop that on you. So I have to be very careful around her.
Oh.
So we don't want to get her sick. So we're being very careful.
Well, I hope she gets better. Is she getting treatment?
No, she can't. It's a chronic form of leukemia. So we say a lot of prayers and, you know, she does the best she can. She's a strong woman. So.
Well, I'm praying for you. And, you know, you said something yesterday on the episode before the reunion, which some people may think was cocky, but I connected to it in a way. What were you talking about on the episode? But you said that life, maybe Andy, someone said this, that life has a way of sort of working out for you.
That was a tarot card lady.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
You're laughing.
No, at that. But at the end of the day, like she said that to you, she said, you know, life seems to work out for you and you felt that. And I feel like some people may be like, okay, like hashtag blessed, hashtag privilege. And you said it had to do with your faith a little bit.
Yeah, no, it has a lot to do. I mean, if people, you know, everybody's going to have formal opinions on you. You're on a TV show. People are going to judge you and they're going to think everything they're going to think, but they don't know you. And I will tell you that I don't come from money and I'm not privileged at all, period. I mean, I lived on welfare as a kid. Like we didn't have shit. So I'm not privileged at all, period. Yeah. My dad was in jail. You know, we had a rough life. It was food stamps and that type of shit. My parents did the best they could. So when I say that things tend to work out for me, it's because I could have went one way with my life, but I chose to take a different path. And you know, even with going to college and playing hockey and then, you know, that's why I was good at hockey. Cause all I did was my escape from all the bullshit in my life was I would just go to the rink and play hockey for hours. That's all I did as a kid.
And then you had to go and get injured.
Yeah, I know. So one of the reasons, I said that is because I am a faithful person and my life wasn't the easiest, but the one thing that always helped me get through those tough times was my faith and my belief in God. And, I don't push religion on people. I'm not that guy. I think it'll find you and you either take it or you don't. And I was fortunate enough to find my faith and it's just helped me in a lot of times in my life, you know, because it hasn't been easy. If it wasn't for having faith in my belief in God, I don't know where the hell I'd be. And that's my truth, you know? So,
Or belief in anything. Cause like I'm not like, you know, going to a synagogue, but I think if you, you know, believe that things will work out for you and have faith and just an attitude towards life that is like optimistic and positive and that things will be okay. There's so much to it. I mean, we all have friends that are like, they're always, ugh, this happened to me and being negative about it and not seeing, you know, not seeing the bright side. So even if it's not specifically about Christianity or faith like that, then that's a positive thing. I felt that for Carl, though, in that reading. He really got emotional.
Yeah, no, he did. And I kind of actually did too, but they didn't air it.
Oh, so Kyle wasn't lying when he said that everyone shed a tear.
Yeah, we were all a little, I was fucking drunk too, but anyway.
Wait, let's talk about this for a second. Okay, Luke comes in season 4 of Summer House, this like hunky, hot model dude. But let's put that aside for a second. You come in new. Jules comes in new. You like seamlessly blend in. Everyone loves you. I mean, not everyone. We'll get to that. But in terms of like, it just didn't feel like you had any new person vibe. Like it almost felt like immediately, you know, you were in with the guys. You were cool with them. You were super easygoing. It just didn't feel, usually on shows like this, reality TV, there's such a, like, you know, differentiation and sort of like stigma, like, oh, newbies, new people. I feel like you didn't get that. Everything goes your way. You're so lucky.
No, that, yeah, I wish everything went my way. Trust me. You know why things were the way they were? One is because, you know, the cast, you know, some people was a bit difficult, but at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, not everybody's really a bad person at the end of the day. And they're, you know, I think they give everybody a fair shake. And I went into it with a mindset, you know, with acting and being on screen and stuff, I know it's one thing to be comfortable in front of a camera, but for me, it was, I've been in front of a camera before and I didn't care about the cameras. I didn't care about a TV show. I went into it being like, I hope I can have a great experience and make new friends and have awesome
memories.
How did
it happen? How did you get on the show? Was there like a casting? They found you?
Well, I had known Kyle just from being out in New York City in the nightlife, just from going out and making small talk, you know, just being at bars. And we would just shoot the shit. And he asked me if I wanted to spend a summer in the Hamptons. And then I was like, well, I'm coming out of a 3-year relationship. I'm kind of a mess right now. Like for real, maybe I should do something different. Cause I usually come to Minnesota for the summer. And I was like, ah, shit, why not? Well, then that's when, you know, you realize what it actually is. And then you clearly, you have to meet, you meet with people, you know, with the show. Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
No.
Did you know?
No, I never really watched reality TV outside of like Dual Survival and shit on Discovery. I wasn't like a big reality guy. Mm-hmm. I always watched scripted TV because of acting. I liked good writing and good acting.
So you never you came in not knowing like anyone?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I did watch a little bit of the show because once I realized what it was and I was getting myself into, I had to do my homework and be like, well, is this something I'm going to do or not? And I sat down with my manager, my theatrical manager, and we discussed things further. And you know, I made the decision to do it. And
are you happy that you did?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, I walked away with a great group of friends and I do have a lot of great memories and I grew as a person a lot because of it. I we got a bit off track there. I was going to say something, but we talked about.
Look, I get off track. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm all over the map. Like the Hannah does the same thing. I always tease her. I'm like Hannah, squirrel. She's like, so funny.
I know. Could you imagine me and her doing a podcast together ends up being like 4 hours?
That's the best though. That means you're having a good time. You guys vibe. That's
for sure.
But no, I was going to say the one thing I say I grew a lot from the show is because, you know, you're put in situations like in situations with Amanda and Paige that were really difficult for me and with Jules, but you know, I, as tough as it was for me, I grew a lot as a person because I had to learn how to deal with things without reacting really and getting upset. And I realized that I'm able to do that. You know, in the past, I would have probably have gotten a little pissed off and not let someone treat me like that. But I realized that sometimes you just have to take a beating and lick your wounds and move on.
Because I saw times, I feel like, do you know that meme where it's like, where you see like someone's fist just like, so I feel like I could see you holding yourself back so many times and were triggered mostly by the sex thing that everyone was in your shit. And even to me, and I love reality TV and I've watched, you know, reality TV shows that have nothing to do with my life. I mean, even the way you guys, the last episode rave, like I physically, like watching it even, I'm like, I'm so old, and like Hannah has invited me to a couple, and like looking back, I'm like, thank God. Like I would like, I don't know how you guys do it. It's crazy to me. It's legit insane. Listen, you guys are crazy. I the rave, the outfits, like I oh my God.
It's fun though. It gets to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You can't be cynical for that kind of a thing. You have to devote yourself to the theme and to the to the thing. But what was I saying? Oh my God.
Squirrel.
Legit squirrel. Wait, oh, we're talking about the sex thing that I watch reality TV and so much shit happens on reality TV where I'm like, what is that? Like what? But the sex thing was like, even if you're on a show, it's a private thing that if Hannah wants to share with her friends in private and say, hey, we're not having sex or whatever, that's fine. But in what world is it normal for them to confront the guy in public with everyone there at a dinner table, at the breakfast table, while you're eating bacon? It was just so crazy to me. And I felt like that's something that really triggered you. And every time I feel like you were like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you know, like when people are coming at you and I tend to feel like I'm just a normal person, and I don't know, like I don't think I'm anything out of the ordinary when it comes to people and their lives they live and if they're single, having fun and figuring out life after you get out of a relationship and just, you know, like there's no recipe for shit. So I'm like, I am being truthful with Hannah during the week. We do hang out. I do talk to her. She does know all this shit. And then we, you know, on the weekends we're all together and I have like people coming at me from all these different directions. And I'm like, wait, I thought we were on the same page. I thought that this, what is going on? And my head would spin, right? And then I'm like, how are you coming at me in this way? I don't get it. Like, I just don't understand your mindset or your thought process. Like, what is wrong with, I don't, you know,
I mean, obviously Amanda was triggered by you in an insane way. I mean, we saw the final episode yesterday where in the promos it looked like Kyle had fucked up because they showed her freaking out in the kitchen like breaking something.
Yeah, it looks like Kyle, but Kyle didn't do anything.
But it's legit you for saying, she was like, what happened with a tarot card reader? And you were like, oh, we had a moment or whatever. And you just got under her skin. And I was trying to figure it out. Like, is it, you know, jealousy? Is she projecting about her relationship which I'm glad Hannah told her to her face a couple times, like, you're projecting, like, that's your issue. But then, like, why would she be angry at you? Like, some of it, like, how are you there as a normal person? Cause you're like, I'm a normal, making sense of like, how are these people freaking out at me for something that doesn't have to do with them? Like, how did you compose yourself or take that?
You know, I don't know. My sister is an amazing person. She's like my therapist. I'd call her after a weekend and be like, Al, I don't know how I can't do this. I don't know. She would talk to me and she gives me really good advice. She's a very, very, very wise woman and she's always helped me. I'm thankful to have an older sister, not an older brother, because she teaches me how to handle women better than what a brother could. But you know, the thing is, I don't know if it necessarily had so much to do with Amanda being triggered by her past relationship. I think that Amanda felt like because I wasn't sharing things with everyone, and her and Kyle have put themselves out there so much that it was starting to piss her off. I can understand that mindset, but you know, my thought is that regardless of what you and Kyle do, and regardless of the choices you make and the decisions you make, I'm not you and Kyle. I'm myself. I'm going to be me, and I'm not going to do shit because I'm on a TV show. I'm Luke, and you're going to get what you get.
It was just so weird to compare the two relationships. Like, there's not, it's just like, it was like, what do Hannah and Luke have anything to do with Kyle and Amanda aside from you both being on Summer House? Like, I couldn't even understand how it was said in the same sentence.
Yeah. No, I mean, I completely agree. And you know, the thing that gets frustrating is, you know, I was said to have yelled at Hannah, which never happened. And Hannah will tell you that. And
when
on the show, it's like, why would you let a guy speak to you the way that he does and stuff like that? And those were things that were said by Amanda.
No, I remember her saying that, but I'm trying to remember you yelling at Hannah, which I don't.
I've never yelled at Hannah a day in my life, ever. Off camera, on camera, ever. It's not immediate. I would have no, never. But for some reason, the narrative of the story, whatever, I don't, like I said, sometimes I'm like, I don't understand people, but whatever. I grew a lot because of it. I can tell you that. So in every negative, there's positives, and I got some positive out of it. So it was interesting. And, you know, sometimes like your head just spins and you find a way. But I'll tell you this much though, you know, regardless of how things are, you know, Amanda did apologize to me after the show, and we're good. You know, there's still some times where I'm like, what is she saying after the fact? I'm like, I thought we were cool. Like, why is she saying that now on social media? I don't understand this woman.
I mean, you also don't know the reality world so much yet. And even probably you not only being on the show and experiencing that, you're then watching everyone's interviews and confessionals or whatever they're called and seeing everyone talk. I mean, that's where you talk the most shit.
Yeah, but the one thing you're going to get with me is I'm an honest person. I'm truthful, and I don't do shit because I'm on TV unless I'm on a scripted television show where I'm asked to play a character, and then I'll dive in and play that character and have a ton of fun with it, right? But otherwise, if I'm on reality TV, I'm just going to be myself.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, me and Amanda are good. I don't, you know, I really care about her and Kyle, and like I said, despite everything that happened, you know, I think Amanda, you know, like I said, she apologized to me, and we're good, and Paige apologized to me as well. And I don't think they're bad people. I have no animosity towards them.
So who are you closest with aside from Hannah from the show?
I'm really close with Lindsay and Carl and Danielle. And I mean, I'm tight with Kyle too, but I don't see Kyle, Amanda, or Paige very often because, I mean, they kind of have their own things going on, you know?
You know what I was wondering though? And I asked Lindsay this because I was talking to her on my podcast too, is I was like, you came into the house, you're fresh meat.
Yeah.
You immediately were like into Hannah, but I was like, Paige, I guess, has a boyfriend. I'm in the house, Kyle. But I was asking Lindsay at the time, I was like, did your eyes not light up? Were you not like, hello? And also you, how did you come into the house? And it looked like almost immediately you were like, Hannah, like, how did that, how can you explain that you were so quickly zoned in on her?
I think the big thing is everybody from what I had known was in relationships, really. And Hannah just immediately, as soon as I walked in, started giving me shit, you know, being from Minnesota. So I felt like I had a connection with her there. Mm. Like I was like, who is this girl? Like I was intrigued. I was very intrigued because she lit like a little fire under my ass. I was like, who is this girl? I want to know more because of the way she's coming at me.
See, guys like that, girls. Be, you know, spunky, wear, you know, banana pajamas, whatever Hannah's wearing over there, talking about, you know, inappropriate shit. It's not for everyone, but it definitely works to be real. And she's very real in that caught your eye. Yeah, I was, Jules actually was also there. And I was like, Jules literally tried to hook up with everyone in the house. Did she never come on to you?
The first night, I think she got a little frustrated. She, we left because we were both new. We all went out after dinner, and me and Jules went back to the house. She's like, "Do you want to sit in the hot tub?" And I was like, "No, I want to sit by the fire and drink a beer
by myself."
I was like, "I just want to chill. I'm sorry." I was, you know, because we just gone out, and I wasn't really like, I was getting stepped on by these bros at like these places in the hand. I was like, I just need to go drink a beer by a fire right now.
That's the thing. How are you able? That's what I'm wondering. Is like you said, bros. Like you're like, drink a beer by the fire. You're wearing flannel. You're in the woods, and these guys are like, I mean, even Kyle. He's like he's out of a frat movie. Like he's, you know, it's, are those the type of guys that you're used to hanging out with? How is it so easy for you to just like accept these dudes, be friends with them, no judgment, no like I'm used to other shit?
I think that, you know, I'm very fortunate that I've got a lot of friends that do a lot of different things. I've got friends that come from every different walks, all different types of walks of lives, all different ethnicities. And I think that when you have that in your life, it's more fulfilling as a person too. And it makes you a better person because you learn things from other people instead of just staying to one thing. It kind of gets boring. And I think that the more malleable is the word I'm looking for, mm-hmm. or adaptable you are to things, just the better off you are overall. And you know, there's always good in everybody regardless of what they do. and or who they are. So even if you look at someone in, you know, like for instance, Jordan, right? Okay, so I watched the show prior, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like this guy. I'm not going to get
on. Oh, so you did watch it prior?
Yeah, well, I did my homework.
Oh, you mean after you knew you were coming on? Okay, so yeah. You watched like what, the third season?
Yeah. So then I when I met him, I you know, I had an opinion in my head, but I was like, I give everybody a fair shake. Like, I'm not that person. I want to, like, I need to know who the guy is. Then people always ask me, what do you think of Jordan? And the truth is, I have nothing wrong with him. He didn't do anything to me. He was a super nice guy. He was respectful to people around me and to me. And he was just a really nice guy.
And do you feel like edit you got on the show or the way you came out on the show, are you happy about it? Do you feel like it was representative of who you are?
I mean, yeah, it there's times like I'm like, oh man, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all very real. I'm myself on the show. And if something, comes across a certain way, I'm not in control of those things. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think if you are a good person at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you're not going to come across as a bad person or a right. dick.
Or if you're a bad person, you're not going to come across as like a saint.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think that, you know, people are going to form opinions on you based off things anyway. So you're going to get good and bad reviews, I should say, from fans, people giving you shit, people that are like, hey, I really, really enjoyed watching you on the show. And, you know, it's just, it's what you sign up for. And
so
you just
what's
have
the
to
majority really- though of the feedback? Is it, I love you? Or is it like, why are you a fuck boy?
I've got the majority of people that have spoken to me, at least via social media, have said really nice things. You know, you get an occasional person that I'm like, wow, like, what are you doing right now that you're this into like making, like saying horrible things to me? But
how's your skin? Is it thick? Are you able to take?
I don't let shit bother me. Like I said, you got to take things with a grain of salt. You know, the people that are close to you, like your family, your friends, the people that really know who you are, that's really all that matters.
The housewives love you. I remember seeing that, like, Dolores Catania, like, yeah, Dolores has like fantasies about you or something. The housewives freaking love you.
Yeah, Dolores is great.
Do Cougs stand a chance?
I mean, anybody could stand a chance. Is it 10 over and 10 under? Is
Wait, let's works? Talk about Hannah then. Let's get into, like, you know, we need to talk about the... First of all, how old are you? Are you 30 yet?
I'm 36. Okay. Thanks for making me...
I know, I really did. I, like, sort of take it back. I should have been like, are you 40 yet?
Yeah.
No. So you're 36 and you were supposed to get married.
Yeah. Well, I bought a ring and I was going to propose and I was waiting to propose because I wanted to wait. You know, it was right, but then it didn't feel right after.
Is this ex like, from home or from the city?
From the city. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, we ended up, breaking up. It was very hard for me. And then mid filming or afterward, I found out that I think she got engaged to somebody right away after we broke up.
What?
I mean, listen, this is what I was told. I don't talk to her.
I mean, you can easily check, Luke. It's called stalking on social media or something.
Yeah, I don't do that because my feelings were so strong for her that it would affect me in a negative way. So I as much as I would like to be a part of her life, I'm not there yet. I can't do that.
So your heart was broken.
Absolutely. 100%.
But does she know that you were going to propose?
Yeah. After the fact. Yeah. Yeah. She knew. But yeah, it is what it is.
So what year was that happened that you broke off?
It would have been last March.
Oh, last March. And then filming starts in August. So you were like,
we started in mid-June.
Mid-June. Oh, so it was fresh.
Yeah. So that's why people give me a lot of, you know, people give me a lot of shit. But I was like, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm a mess right now. Like, I'm trying to figure out things. I'm emotionally not in a very good place.
Do you feel like you're at a better place now?
I'm in a better place, but, you know, I live my life. But it is still, you know, sometimes it is a bit, it's a bit difficult. But you know, you just have to keep moving on because what's the point of sitting in the past?
And,
you know what I mean?
Babe, I don't think you'll have a problem finding, you know, girls too. But I mean, it is the right one. So we wanted to get back to Hannah. So Hannah, she, you know, had a vibe. She's funny. She's cool. She like pokes, you know, she's not like a Jules, let's say. Sorry, Jules. I felt so bad. Yesterday I was recapping the show and all I could think is like, Jules, you're being so pathetic. Like, just stop being pathetic. And I feel bad. She got, I mean, her entrance into the group wasn't as seamless as yours. And I'm sure we didn't see everything on the show. But let's do the Hannah, like what everyone wants to know. What you said on the reunion yesterday, you guys aren't together right now.
Yeah, we are not together.
Were you together after the show?
We were like, we kind of, I don't know if you could say we were dating, but we, like, I think it's kind of hard for me and Hannah not spend time together. It's just like, we're so close and so tight that, like, I couldn't imagine not talking to her. Like, we talk every day. We definitely have a special connection. And we definitely love and care about each other dearly.
So why isn't it enough to be like boyfriend, girlfriend?
I don't know. I've never been in this situation before.
Cause it's like weird. Cause it seems like you guys have a really strong friendship and you do have the chemistry, but for some reason it's not like enough. Like what's happening?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think either of us really knows, but, we are really good friends and we talked, the other night about it. And I feel like, you know, if we were both like, you know, maybe we're just better off just being really good friends. And I was like, you know, that's fine. We should do that. And, you know, I told her, I said, I will be I'm your biggest fan, Hannah. And if you meet someone, I'd be so happy for you if you did.
But
like,
why aren't you that guy? That's what we want to know. Why aren't you the guy? Why isn't it the like happy ending, Hannah and Luke together, penetration, which everyone wants to know about that, you know? And yesterday you confirmed in the reunion that there still wasn't the sex.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, for me with Hannah, I don't want to make it any more confusing than it already is, I feel like. And I feel like if we are just really good friends and enjoy each other and have fun that way, there's more clarity and we have a better understanding. So it's not so confusing for everybody. Cause that's one thing I was really worried about, throughout the season, was not being over my past and, you know, being so close with her, and feeling it out. But at the end of the day, me and Hannah are going to be good no matter what. I know that for a fact. We're both mature people and we know we care about each other, and no matter what happens, we're going to be good. And I told her that. I said, whether we're dating or whatever, we're going to either be dating or best friends forever. And I know that.
Yeah. She's pretty much like your manager now. She's making you a podcast whore just like she is.
Yeah, she's the best. The thing is, we look out for each other, and we're there for each other. And I am not the most savvy guy when it comes to social media and all that stuff. And she, I do go to her for questions with things because I'm busy building shit and doing things. I'm not like,
but you know what, Luke, it's okay if it's like you don't have to be like doing TikToks, like we'll still love you, you know? Do you even know what TikTok is? Do you even know?
they actually asked us to do TikToks at the reunion and I was like, you guys
Right. They all did it. The like, now I'm dressed thing. Wait, you didn't do it?
No. So listen, so the network's like, hey, you need to do TikToks for the thing. And I was like, okay, I'm remodeling my cabin. I'm running my business. And I was just like flat out. I'm like, you guys want a video of what I'm wearing? I'm like, okay, well, I was like, I have time to run outside from my workshop right now and do that. But I'm like, listen, I don't do TikTok. I don't have TikTok. I have no desire to ever do TikTok, so I'll send you the video, but you're not getting TikTok.
Wait, did they use it? I forget. I'm trying to think.
They used it.
That's so friggin' funny.
And it was so quick compared to everybody else's.
Yeah.
Everybody else had like this nice summer clothes on, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I was like, apparently I missed the memo on the summer clothes. I have my fucking work boots on and ripped jeans and a black shirt and this black hat. And I was just like, all right.
Listen, stay true to you. Stay true to you. People will like that. I just had to submit something, some video that I'm doing for this organization. And it said, like, submit the video, say where you're from. And then it said your favorite word and your superpower. And I just literally didn't do that because I'm not going to. Like, I hate that shit, you know?
You're like,
so,
dude,
like, here's the video.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking, like, I was like, my favorite word is BB and my superpower is being crazy, but like, no, it's not me. Here's a fucking video. If you want to make something up and say my favorite word is like lemon and I, you know, whatever. I
don't lemon, care. My superpower is, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, no. So I was like, if they don't email back and say, but wait, what's your superpower? Then we'll be good.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So that's funny.
But I do want, like, I can be a cynic and a critic, but I also, like, I even wanted Lindsay and Carl to work.
Yeah.
Like, I think you said that too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I told Lindsay, I was like, I was watching the show and I put up, like, I ship, I stan, which I hope you know what that means.
Yeah, I didn't. I had to ask Hannah. I think it means that you want someone to be
figured,
in a relationship.
I got your vibe already. Yeah. I got your vibe already.
I was like, what the fuck
so, is that? Now you know. So, because you've got so many people shipping and standing you and Hannah.
Yeah, that's one of them.
So,
yeah.
I even shipped and stand Lindsay and Carl. It's like, if someone can turn Carl around, I feel like it's Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, this got to work. So, and I felt the same way about you and Hannah. Like, I didn't see, that's why, because you were saying it's confusing. That's why it's confusing. You see these two people, they get along, they have this chemistry, everything is there. So what isn't, that's why I think it's so hard to accept, because it's like, okay, with Carl and Lindsay, it's like, okay, Carl's, you know, a 40-year-old baby and he's not ready, but you're this guy who's been in a relationship, you were ready to propose, you seem serious, even though you have your little thingies. And Hannah, I mean, you just seem like two people that maybe even if you're not looking for something serious right now, you're two people who can recognize when something good is there and like go with the flow and not make like a big, so why do you think it's not, if all those elements are there?
I don't know. And I also think time will tell with everything, you know. I don't really put any expectations on anything ever. I just kind of live and let life happen. And that's not a cop out either, by the way, for someone to say that. Like, that's really my mentality. I'm just like, whatever, I don't know. But I think that, you know, with Hannah, I feel like there's definitely a connection there, and I don't know what'll happen with it, but I know right now we are literally best friends, and we've talked about that, and that's kind of where we've left it.
Yeah. So at the reunion, you guys seemed like there was some, first of all, you seemed a little pissed. I don't know if that was you filming yourself, but you're way more smiley today.
Oh, I was freezing. I was so fucking cold. You have no idea. So my parents decided to like shut the heat off in the lower part of the house in the basement. And I wasn't going to do the reunion up there with them and the fucking TV and everything on. So I go in the basement by the bar and I'm sitting down there doing it. And I'm shaking. My teeth are chattering and people are talking. And I'm like, I can't focus on anything other than the fact that I'm trying not to shiver and shake on a fucking, like, cause I was literally shaking so bad.
Wait, but it was edited. Couldn't you like yell down to your parents for a second, like turn on the heat?
Yeah. Hey, all the production that's handling this, that we have to keep stopping because things aren't working. Now I'm going to stop you 10 times because I need my parents to bring. I couldn't do that to them. So I sat there freezing my ass off. I was so miserable.
Where were your acting chops, Luke, at that moment?
If I was on set, SAG would have been like, yeah, no, this, get him off set, figure this out. Like, I had a heated, I ran upstairs. I had a break to use the bathroom. I ran upstairs. I'm like, mom, dad, I need like a heated blanket. They gave me a heated blanket. They gave me hand warmers. I stuffed them down my shirt and I was so cold, chilled to the bone, and it didn't help me. I was so fucking cold.
How cold was it? What was the weather?
It was probably like in the basement, it was probably like 37 degrees. Like, I was freezing. So yeah, that's why I looked miserable. Exactly.
That's why.
Yeah. I was so cold. I couldn't focus.
And it felt like you were dying and you had to talk about like stupid shit like Kyle and Amanda. And you were like, what is my life right now? I'm in 27 hours. What's that movie with James Franco when he has to like saw off his hand? I feel like that's a movie you'd see now.
No, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're dying and you have to like looking at Jules, who's out of like Dynasty with like that dress, and you're in Minnesota in a basement frozen.
Yeah. And yeah, it was interesting. Let me tell you, like, let's put it this way. some people put a lot of effort in. I was like, I was sitting on a stack of books I put on a bar stool. And I was like, wait, is my camera good? Like, okay, the name's not on the hockey jersey in the background. Okay, we're good now. Cool.
Oh my God, I can't. No, but you guys, Zoom reunions, how, I mean, when I heard Summerhouse is going to, you know, have a remote reunion, it sucks. I mean, I know we're in Corona times, but it's just not what you want to see. You know what I mean? You want to see a reunion. You want to see everyone there, and it sucks. And even, I mean, it's fucking Bravo and the audio wasn't that good,
yeah.
You know, and because there's nothing to do because you guys are setting it up. They can't come to your house, yeah. and make sure your audio is good. But yeah, some people really put, I mean, Paige's and Jules' dresses were insane.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's, you know, that's who they are. That's like they need to do that. Like that's their thing, you know?
Even though you said to Paige a couple of times, like your dig at her was like about your like, go try on clothes.
Or no, something. Yeah, she was just being so rude to me. And I was like, are you even relevant right now? Like, you're not even ever around. You sit in your room and try on clothes all day. And and you know what? I'm not like proud of myself for saying something so immature, but you know, they were just being so fucking rude to me that I had had enough, but I do love Paige dearly. And I think she's tons of fun. And that girl, like when she has some drinks and lets loose, she's like one of my favorite people in the world. She's tons of fun to be.
Who?
Paige.
Oh, yeah. She's one of your favorite people in the world.
Well, she's so fun when she like drinks and lets loose. She's just, she's a lot of fun to be around. I enjoy her a lot.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I couldn't get over how, whenever you talked about your feelings about Hannah, which is a really nice thing. Cause I feel like people and girls from New York and I'm sure from LA and guys like don't talk like that. And you were like, I'm so smitten with you.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a like cute word to use. And I feel like that probably is one of the things that won her over. So I'm one of your fans. Like I wish you guys, and Hannah, like you do hang out all the fucking time.
Yeah. We hang out all the time. Like I said, we're like, I think we would do anything for each other. We're really close. We're really tight. And
it does seem like this season, and I won't, you know, make any blanket statements that I'm not sure about, but it seems like even when I had Hannah on my podcast before the season started airing, and she couldn't obviously talk on here about everything going on with the girls,
but yeah.
I could sense in her the way she was talking about Amanda, because Amanda and her were like best friends season 3.
Yeah.
I could tell that there was some like, you know, that even though they made up and everyone worked out and you're like, now I love Paige and I love Amanda, you can't always come back 100% from shit like that.
Yep.
Like the way Amanda treated you and you're important to Hannah and the way she treated Hannah, and she was making digs left and right at Hannah. Like I'm shook at Hannah that she didn't blow up at her. Like there was a dig about, you know, talking about the Minnesota trip. There were like digs all the time. So I can totally kind of sense that that friendship, I know that her and Paige are good, didn't come back around.
You know, I always think like this, and I hope it does, because I you know, life's too short to hold grudges and to be shitty towards, I don't know. I just think like, you know, even with everything with Amanda and Paige towards me and stuff, and it is upsetting. And like I said, I tried my best to handle it the best I could. But if you hold grudges against people, there's no self growth for yourself involved in that. So hopefully, you know, Hannah and it will be able to, I mean, I'm sure she'll be fine, but hopefully that doesn't, hopefully she'll be able to just let it go.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
It's not about grudges. It's about like, it's okay to be really close with someone and then discover things about them or not like the way they act in situations and, you know, could come apart a little bit. So, okay. So you and Hannah aren't dating now. Does that mean you're single and ready to mingle?
It means I'm single and during quarantine, sitting in my cabin.
Right. That's so hard.
Yeah.
So would you go on like dating sites and stuff or no?
No, I'm not going to go on a dating site. I, you know, I think that...
Were you ever?
Yeah, right after my relationship, I popped on one. I was like, I needed a distraction. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like everybody else in this world that is like a mess and like, yeah, I need something to distract me or someone, I should say,
yeah.
Sorry. Like so immature to do, but it's what we do. I feel like, you know, I'm at a point now where I definitely you know, am open to something happening, but I don't look for it. I just kind of let shit happen. I also need, I need to make sure like I'm in a good place. I feel like, with things, and I've got a lot of irons in the fire with my business and with my home and with,
wait, the business. Are we talking about the jewelry?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got, you know, there's just a lot going on. And
so my address is 445. I like your rings. They look good. Usually guys with rings, I'm not too into, but I like it a lot. I think it's a vibe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for saying nice things. That's good, especially on your podcast, because it gets the word out there. No.
You're like, that means promotion.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so I've been, you know, the thing is I'm really busy. So for me, it's not like I'm sitting at home bored being like, God, I wish I had a girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm so busy that I there's times I'm like, I'd love to be sharing my life with someone because I do some pretty cool shit. Yeah. And you know, that would be cool. But then I'm also, there's times where I'm like, I'm just so busy. I don't even have time to think.
But do you see a future of like family, kids, like that thing? Like you're into that?
Absolutely. And I feel like it's going to take me some time to be in a place to where I can really think about that again. Coming out of what I came out
of. And also your whole life, I mean, not only your relationship, but your life is sort of changing now.
Yeah.
I mean, you were on a show, things, more opportunities are going to come. Would you do the show again if you were asked to?
Yeah. No, I mean, I would. I definitely would.
I wonder what's going to happen with like Corona times.
I don't know. I think they want us to do the show, but they, you know, you have to make sure that you can do it. Given the circumstances.
Yeah, they have to figure out a way. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you have to find ways to do it. I don't know how it'll work, and I don't know if they want me back, but if they do want me back, I would do it. I mean, it's a fun time with my friends, so you can't really.
You guys, if Summer House comes back this summer and Luke is on it, which I'm sure you're going to be asked back, I guarantee you they're going to bring a girl that, you know, not a Jules that you would immediately be like, yeah, no, I'm gonna sit by the fire, but like someone who would actually like tickle your schnitzel, and they're going to make a season about that, which is like, what are you going to do? There was one other thing I wanted to ask you about. There were times, cause I was like I said, I was a fan of yours this season and thought you were great. And then you would say, and I would always hate on the guys. Don't you feel like that house is the most like graphic house? Like, I finger banged her. Like, what is that? Like, do your friends talk? Like, and then I would feel like you're not that guy. And then you would talk to them and be like, yeah, like her taco or something. And I was like, Luke, why are you going down to their level? What's happening?
You know, I feel like, you know, I'm really not, I don't like to, I mean, I don't know. I don't like to talk about that stuff, I guess, in that sense. But you know, sometimes I feel like women and guys in general, when they're with their friends, they'll like, you know, like you, if you're with your girls and you're getting your nails done, you might chat about some shit in a graphic way or something. And when you're with your buddies having a beer, you know, in the hockey locker room, you guys talk to each other about shit. And I feel like it's some of that stuff is like that, but it'll get caught. You know, you're on a TV show, so it gets caught on, it gets filmed.
Right.
I think every person is guilty of that. I mean, we're just normal people. Everybody's screwing people, fingering people and doing things.
No, of course they are. But on this show, because you saw season 3 with Jordan, it was like, again, with the fingering and the this, and everyone was in his sex life, and everyone was weirded out by him because he said he, you know, did have sex or didn't have sex. But I did want to know what happened with Jules that she brought up on the reunion yesterday. And Andy, I love Andy's faces where Andy's like, yeah, we don't even know what this is happening. Like, this didn't happen in the show. But she called you misogynistic. She basically, correct me if I'm wrong, was insinuating that you were angry with her because she had promised to like fuck your friend, and then your friend came all the way and then she didn't, and you were like, what the fuck? So that kind of made you look bad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's not the case at all. God, I can get into all this detail, but I'm not.
Just tell me actually what, like what that story isn't what happened.
No, not at all. So I'm just going to say, I stand by what I said in the reunion. I 100% stand by it. there are two things I would like to clarify. One is I don't care who Jules sleeps with. I never have cared who Jules sleeps with. It's none of my business. I do care when Jules is disrespectful to my friends when they've done nothing to her. And I ask her, why are you disrespectful to them? And she freaks out on me and accuses me of trying to get her to sleep with my friends when that's not the case. And that's what happened there. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't know why you're saying this, because it is not, it's so, like, where is this coming from? Like, you literally just yelled at my friend to get the fuck out of the house when all he was doing was like talking to you about like the weather. Like, you're so rude to him. And you're like a very rude, disrespectful person. I didn't get that. I said you were being that type of person to him. So that's what happened there. And then the second thing I'd like to clarify, I guess, is when Jules hit me, it was not that they were not connected. It was weeks later. We had Hannah, myself, Jordan and Jules had left. We were out in, I don't know where we were at, in the Hamptons, but we got in a car and I was sitting in the front seat and I asked the driver to plug my phone into charge because it was dying. So it was Hannah behind me. Then it was Jordan in the middle and Jules behind the driver's side. So I plugged my phone in, song comes on. When I plugged my phone in, iTunes just came on. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't do anything. And out of nowhere, oh my God, I hate this fucking song. I fucking hate you. Fuck you. Fuck your music. I'm like, I literally was like, I couldn't even, like, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, what is going on? So I was like, are you okay? Like, what is wrong? Like, I just plugged my phone in. Like, I don't understand what's going on right now. Fuck you. Turn this shit off. I fucking hate you. Fuck you, Luke. And I was like, I turned around, it's Jules. I go, there's no cameras. I don't know why you're, I was so confused. What is actually going on? Like, Hannah's in the backseat, like, what the fuck? You know? I just turned forward and we're driving down the road. I turned my music like completely down so you can't even hear it because she was screaming at me. And within 10 seconds of driving down the road, all of a sudden out of nowhere, I get punched, close fist punched in my temple in the side of my head by her. Note, I did nothing to the girl. Nothing. I sat there and was thinking to myself, I don't know how this happened. I don't know why this happened. I don't know what is wrong with her. This is not okay. We got back to the house and Hannah's like, come with me. We went in the backyard and Hannah's like,
wait, so Hannah and Jordan saw this so they could like corroborate this story.
Yeah, 100%. And Hannah said, Hannah's like, I can't believe that just happened. Like, I cannot believe that just happened. And I was like, yeah, either can I. I was like, that was actually insane. I don't get it.
I just want to say that I want to tell everyone, and I don't want to speak for you because I know you probably don't want to say this. And I've heard that we're not getting the full scope of Jules on the show. Like, I asked you about your edit, and if you liked the way you came out. And a lot of times they show Jules in this position of like, you know, being poor Jules and they're not paying attention to her and the girls like kind of are clicky and she's not in it. And Carl exploding on her, foaming at the mouth, trying to kick her out of the house. And we don't know where that comes from. And to the viewer, it's like, she seems so like fine. Like, she's nice to everyone. And I kind of have heard through the grapevine that we didn't get the full scope of Jules, that she was kind of a different person than it was shown. And that is the reason a lot of people treated her the way that they did. And that is crazy to hear because your story, you know, also seems like not the Jules that we got on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to, I mean, I can speak to that and I will, but I can't speak to, you know, how people form opinions of her.
Yeah.
What I wasn't even going to bring any of that up. It was
yesterday.
It was water under the bridge for me. But the only reason I did, I wished I didn't. Anyway, the only reason I did is because over the past couple of weeks I had seen people verbally via social media attacking Carl and Hannah. Two people that, you know, nobody's perfect, but are actually pretty decent human beings that have big hearts. They're not like evil people, right? We all fuck up. They make mistakes. I make mistakes, but they're not bad people. And I felt like like, you know, people were just saying really horrible, nasty things to them. And, you know, Hannah actually had called me very upset. And she had been called racist and all types of things that she's not.
Oh yeah.
And she was like emotionally like a wreck. Like she called me crying. Mm. And when you care about your friends the way that I care about the people in my life that I care about and love, you're not gonna let my emotions got the best of me in the sense that I felt bad that my friends were being thrown under the bus, and that's not the truth.
Yeah.
And nobody knew the truth.
I don't know how that got spun, because I don't think on the show Jules ever said it. I think just her supporters kind of were like, oh, if she's not being accepted by all these white people, then it must be a race thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not the case. Yeah. Like there's reasons why, and it has nothing to do. Nobody in that house is like that. And so for me, I just felt like, you know, she was riding, like I said before, riding her coattails on the victim train. And I know that, you know, on social media, she had, you know, said, really been playing the victim on and to people and playing it to, in the sense of even tagging Hannah on a tweet that people actually could go and attack Hannah after that, after people were saying Hannah wasn't there for her. And I was like, this girl is out of control. Like she's absolutely out of control. And I felt like people needed to know the truth about the ugly side of things. And, with her, and that, you know, the people that they were coming at didn't deserve it. And that's that, but you know, I don't want to talk about it too much. Cause it's just,
we get the gist.
As a matter of fact, this is probably the last time I will talk about it. I've said what I've said, I've said this to you now. And if anybody asks me anytime further, I'm just going to tell them to reference your podcast because, as far as I'm concerned, I just want to be done.
Yeah. It's annoying. I get it. It's like a question about someone that you're not even, you know, you don't really care about her. The relationship you had with her was like, meh, anyway. I have a feeling you're going to get asked back. Not sure Jules will. And I really, really hope in Corona times you guys manage to film somehow. Maybe they'll, you know, make you all stay in the house but never leave the house, and then it's going to be even crazier or something. I don't know.
I mean, could you imagine a quarantine house? I mean, I'm gonna be like, you guys, I'm going insane. Like I need to leave.
No parties, like just you guys in a house. Like that's the only thing I can think of that could happen.
It would be, it's gonna definitely probably be very creative. I mean, I can imagine like me and Carl and Kyle just like by a pool trying to see who can jump on top of one of the floaty things and balance along. You just leave, cause you're gonna be going insane, you know? But if it was to happen, I think it would probably be it'd be fun. I mean, well, we'd make the most of it. We're all, like I said, we're all good friends. And I think it would be, it would be a fun summer.
For sure. Luke, thank you so much. Go follow Luke at Luke Gulbranson, right?
Gulbranson, that's close.
Why is it hard for me?
That's all right.
What's wrong
it's
with
hard
me?
For most people.
Luke Gulbranson.
There you go.
Okay, on Instagram. Not TikTok. Are you a Twitter person?
I wasn't, but I am now because of the show. And this, I think it's just Gulbranson_Luke at Twitter. I don't even know my Twitter handle.
Yeah. So follow him, and we're going to follow you, babe, to see what you're up to next.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm actually waiting for, I've got things with the company coming out, like some candles and some other things, but I'm waiting to find out what's going on. I filmed an HBO show called The Flight Attendant, and I'm waiting to find out when that's going to air and what's going on, because they were about to wrap filming and then the coronavirus hit. So I don't know what's going on there, but I need to find out. So, yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, I hope, you know, that you do more acting stuff too.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I'm all over the map. One day it's this, the next day it's that. But right. Like I said, I'm extremely thankful for it. And I count my blessings every day. So
thank you, Luke.
You're the best.
So nice having you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, and send me your address. Just send it to me in a text and I'll get you a piece of jewelry. Okay?
Okay. Of course I will.
All right. You take care of yourself. Oh, wait, one thing I want to say. One run real quick thing before we finish. Just a big thanks to all the essential workers for everything that they're doing for all of us right now. I think that's important.
For sure.
So just know that we're all in support of you, and you guys kick ass. Keep rocking on.
I'm sure no one's like clapping with you at the lake, but in New York, we clap for them every night at 7 p.m.
New York's the best. I love that.
Yeah, it is. It's really magical.
I love that. That's great. Well, take care. Stay safe and healthy.
You too, babe.
Again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Happy quarantine to everyone. Let's stick the shit out and make sure that we're doing our part and keeping ourselves, our loved one, and everyone healthy. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag I love you. Please rate and review the podcast. If you don't, I will know and I will be really angry with you. Thanks to the Podglomerate for editing and producing my show. Love you guys. See you next Tuesday.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.